Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic is, what are road bans and why do we have them? All right, so this might be something that perplexes many of you around the country because you may or may not have this, but here in Wisconsin and some neighboring states, we go through this just about every year and it's always kind of a little bit of madness, but there's a thing called road bans. Now, first of all, I'm going to cover what they are and then why we have them. So road bans are also known as seasonal weight restrictions, and they are put on by the municipality. And the reason that they're put on is that the idea is, here in Wisconsin particularly, as we get out of the winter season, most years there is frost in the ground. So when we get a certain level of frost in the ground, usually around a foot of frost, where the ground is basically completely frozen into a chunk of frozen dirt, what they do is while that frost is starting to melt and release, the roads are particularly more vulnerable to bigger trucks and heavy vehicles traveling across it. And the idea behind it is, of course, you've got this mass melting and, you know, the roads typically will buckle slightly or separate, and then you put these big trucks that have very heavy, filled with building materials and things like that, driving across these roads can cause a lot of damage to the surface of the road. And so what they've done is throughout the majority of the state, they put road bans on. And these are restrictions that limit the weight of vehicles that can travel on the road. So regular traffic, like a car, small pickup truck, those kind of things are under the weight limit and are not affected by this. But anyone that is hauling larger materials, anything from, you know, a big box truck with loaded with windows to a dump truck to a truck hauling a huge trailer with a lift on it or something like that is going to be subject to these weight restrictions. And basically, in a lot of new construction subdivisions, especially the main roads along those subdivisions are put on weight restrictions, essentially shutting down job sites. This can go anywhere from a week to, I've seen, up to a month of weight restrictions. We've also had some years where we've had this on more than one time, where we had frost in the ground, we had an early thaw, they put the weight restrictions on. A couple weeks later, have a cold snap for 2 weeks, get more frost in the ground, they put them on again. Now, maybe for those of you that are outside of the country that live in, say, Arizona or Florida or some of those places, you know, you can build year-round fairly easily. Here in Wisconsin, it's much more challenging because we really have, as far as an outdoor building season where we can do grading work and landscaping work and all those kind of things, we really have from May to end of October, maybe November if we get lucky. So we have a short outdoor building cycle as it is. And then just about the time of year when the weather's starting to break and everyone wants to start getting outside and doing things, we have road limits come on. And it can be very frustrating, not only for our trades, our suppliers, but our consumers as well, because they don't always understand this. And, this year, particularly for us as well, we had a lot of stuff stuck in permits. A lot of the people working in the government agencies during the end of the year and the first week or two of the new year were not, you know, in the office. They were working from home or on vacation. So we had all these permits sitting there that got delayed and delayed. And then we finally get these things starting to come out in February or so. And all of a sudden, now we have road limits. So you have all these projects you want to start and you potentially can't start them. Now, this does not apply to every single road. So if you are hearing about this and curious about it, large Highways, freeways are not affected by this, but a lot of smaller ancillary roads, country roads, are affected by these seasonal weight limits. And again, the intention is good. It's to prolong the life of highways. They typically go on around mid-March and last through mid to late April at the latest. And again, you want that frost to come out of the ground and then the roads can kind of stabilize. So what states have seasonal road limits? Well, did a little research. As far as I can tell, I've only identified three states so far that have information like this, unless they call it something different. My state, Wisconsin, has it. Minnesota has it, and Michigan has it. And again, it's another challenge that we have to deal with it. So how does it work? How do they decide what roads they're going to do, and how do people know what they can do, and what's the punishment? So first of all, the process is that at least the Department of Transportation here in Wisconsin will basically put out an announcement that they're starting to implement the seasonal weight restrictions. Then it's upon each municipality to put up and enforce those weight limits. And they do have a lot of latitude as far as how long they put them on and where they put these things on. So for example, here in my area, Waukesha County, they have a DPW person that is in charge of that. And they have pretty much full authority to select which roads and put the weight limits on. Other areas nearby, some of them are done by the building inspector. So if they don't have a DPW person, Department of Public Works is what that stands for, then it might be a building inspector that puts that on. And they can determine when they come off. So some areas, they'll put them on for the lowest time possible. Usually it's at least a week, sometimes 2 weeks. And then there's other places where they automatically, nope, we don't care, we're putting them on for an entire month. And even if the frost has come out of the roads for a full week, 2 weeks, they leave them on. And that can be a big challenge. So one of the things that we're concerned with as an industry is how do we get a little more consistency and clarity out of that so that we're not shutting these job sites down for quite so long. So how do you know what roads are posted? Well, fortunately here in Wisconsin, they do have a website that you can go and find posted roads. But more simply, what they typically do is that a DPW guy or the building inspector will put signs out. So wherever you have like a stop sign or a road sign, they will put up these little white and black signs that say weight limit on it. And it'll have the a number on it. Usually it's 6 tons. It could be 8 tons, different number. But they will post that weight limit and then hang that sign up. And at that point, you are not allowed to use a heavy vehicle on those roads. And if you get caught doing that, the police will enforce this. So if they see a larger truck going down the road, they will pull you over and they will write you a fairly significant ticket for it. And it's not a ticket that you want to get and not a ticket you want to pay. And so it does shut things down. Now, what's a little odd about this is that, you know, obviously this really pertains to construction. However, Amazon delivery trucks and things like that, or essential, like if the municipal dump truck, salt trucks, those kind of things are exempt from those things. So you still have big trucks potentially traveling on these roads, but it mainly affects the construction industry in particular. So kind of interesting how they do that. And you have to be very careful if you're in the trades and you've got vehicles on traveling on those roads. And sometimes you can have sites where there's a alternate route that you can take and get into the site. But most of the time, especially with new construction sites, they're usually surrounded by, you know, a rural road or not have direct freeway access, obviously, to a residential site. So that means that most of the construction sites are shut down for that time period. And that can have, obviously, a lot of delays onto your job site. Now, there are some tips and some ways to get around it. Occasionally, if you don't have a long road going to a subdivision, or you have people that are willing to do a little bit of manual labor, we've had situations where we've brought a heavier truck on a road that's acceptable, and then we park off-road and we offload materials onto smaller trucks, smaller pickup trucks, and take multiple loads to a job site. It's a lot of work, a lot of effort, and in many cases, it's not really, the best use of time or labor, but you can break up deliveries sometimes into smaller segments and get them to the job sites. That's one way to work around it. Another way is to just have a conversation with the DPW person. For example, in my subdivision this year, we have a public and a private road. And so the public road is posted. There's nothing we can do about it. But the private road is just that. It's a private road. They don't have the right to post that road. Now, we had a little bit of a challenge because the DPW guy was going to post there's a very small section, 50 feet of public road before it goes into a private road. And he was going to post that section, essentially shutting down the entire subdivision. And we had a conversation with them and said, hey, look, we put in the road. We are responsible to deliver the road to the municipality, and we are responsible to fix the road. And after we turn it over to you, we also warranty it for 2 years. So basically, it's 100% our responsibility. So if you would allow us to use that and not post that section of the road, we have full responsibility for it. So if there is damage during that period, the municipality is not out anything. We're responsible to fix it. And that's what we'll do. And the DPW guy said, that's fine. That makes sense. Basically, is a private road in his eyes. So he posted the road slightly off to the side so that we could at least have access to a half of our subdivision with the private road. So sometimes you can have conversations with them about it. Sometimes you can get them to release the weight limits earlier if you can show that, the frost is all out of the ground and that there's no chance for more damage. But a lot of times it will shut you down. So you can try, you can sometimes work around it slightly, either by doing different deliveries, different routes, breaking up orders, or potentially having conversations with the folks that put these restrictions in to find, a solution that will benefit, you and allow you to continue construction on the site. So there you have it. That's what road bans are, or seasonal weight limits. And if you're in a different state and you do have these as well, I'd love to hear about it. I'd love to know just how many states actually do this. As of right now, as of the posting of this, I believe there's only three that I've identified, but there could be more. So if you are in a state and you have these, especially with regards to the temperature changes, I'd love to hear about it and add it to my list. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.